Recorded Books and RB Digital present No Time to Spare by Ursula Le Guin. Narrated by Barbara Caruso. Introduction. Many years ago, I recall seeing a cartoon in The New Yorker. Two men, one a seeker, the other a sage, sit on a ledge in front of a mountain cave surrounded by cats. The meaning of life is cats, the sage is telling the seeker. Thanks to the magic of the internet, I can pinpoint the year of publication as 1996, and the cartoonist is Sam Gross. The cartoon came back into my mind while reading this collection. I thought that if I climbed the mountain up to the cave of the wise Ursula Le Guin and posed the predictable question, I might get this very same answer. Or not. Le Guin is not predictable. She might say instead that old age is for anyone who gets there. Or that fear is seldom wise and never kind. Or she might tell me that the grave is without egg. For the seeker, the answer is less important than what the seeker does with the answer. I don't know what the important part is for the sage. Le Guin suggests that it just might be breakfast. Today, the trip to the Le Guin cave is less arduous, but no less dangerous than the archetypal climb to the mountaintop. You must cross the Wikipedian swamp, with its uncertain footing. Tiptoe by any and all comments sections, so as not to wake the trolls. Remember, if you can see them, they can see you. Avoid the monster YouTube, that great eater of hours. Make your way instead to the wormhole known as Google, and slide on through. Land at Ursula Le Guin's website, and go directly to the blog to see her most recent postings. But first, read this book. Here you will find an archive of meditations on many things. Aging, exorcism, the need for ritual, especially when performed without specific belief, how a mistake on the internet can never be corrected, live music and literate children, Homer, Sartre, and Santa Claus. Le Guin is not the sort of sage who demands agreement and obeisance. Anyone who has ever read her books knows this. The musings that follow merely show you what she herself has been thinking about. But all function beautifully as launchings into your own thoughts. Sometimes the shingle on the cave says it's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?